Blog Talk Radio.
This is Brandon Marshall.
Noah Syndergaard.
I'm Henrik Lundqvist.
I'm Jamal Adams.
World Series champion, Tino Martinez.
Two-time Olympic gold medalist and World Cup champion, Tobin Heath.
And you're listening to Danielle McCartan.
On 60 Minute Overtime.
On WRPR.
www.prosportsrundown.com. At Coach McCartan. Facebook.com/CoachMcCartan.
Hi, everybody. I think this is working tonight. Just want to welcome you to the show. I just want to make sure this is working. So if you are listening, can you just tell me in the chat that, yes, in fact, this microphone is working tonight? It's blinking. I think it is. Just give me a little nod in the chat to let me know if this is working before we get into this whole thing. Yes, no, can you hear me? I see two of you guys on hold. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Hello? Hello? I think we are working. Come on, guys. Guys, give me a little something here. Are you listening? So I can get started here and I can get to your calls. Yes? Jordan, can you hear me, Jordan? Jordan, you're there. I know you're there. I should make sure this works before we get into this whole thing, and then you guys tell me, oh, wait, no, I didn't hear you. What'd you say? All right, well, welcome to McCartan Before Midnight here on this very free, very zero advertising, very zero revenue for me, Blog Talk Radio. I put in for a 60-minute time slot, so we are being cut off at 9 o'clock. So it will cut us off. Let's get your calls in right away. Sounds like you can't hear me. Hey, can you hear me?
I'm here.
Marty?
Marty from Westchester. Can you hear me, Daniel?
I can hear you. Could you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right, great. We are up and running tonight. Good. I fixed the microphone issue. Good thing. Okay, Marty, what's on your mind tonight?
Boy, first call of the night. Okay, how are you doing?
Yeah, you're good. I'm good, good. How are you?
Hanging in there, huh? Trying to keep busy?
Yeah, oh, of course.
Yeah, I've been reading a lot about the draft this week, and my call is about the Giants. And there's been a lot of talk about the draft has a lot of wide receiver prospects. So I'm figuring, you think maybe the Giants may look for one in the third round after they go after, let's say, an edge rusher, a linebacker, and then an offensive tackle?
I don't know. I mean, the Giants have a lot of weaknesses, especially on defense. I think, though, that all of the heat that the offensive line got last year, I think if the edge rusher is there at one, they're doing that. And then I think priority number two for them would be linemen. Three, mm-hmm. then, would be linebacker / secondary, best available, ?
Yeah, I think they should still try to prioritize the defensive side of the ball because they still need someone to rush the pass, even though they've picked up some players in free agency. They still need an edge rusher, you know, just someone to put some pressure on the quarterback.
I know. It's like, okay, so they go and improve their secondary, but then they can't get to the quarterback. And then, oh, they can get to the quarterback, but then their secondary isn't, you know, can't withstand it or withhold it. So, you know, it goes hand in hand. If you're the Giants, I think that if you're the Giants, though, I mean, they haven't had a defensive pass rush since what? The Super Bowl team that's on the radio right now? I mean, the Strahan, the Humanura, Tuck.
Right.
Yeah. Game changer.
I mean, I can understand they want to protect Daniel Jones also. That's also a high priority. I mean, let's face it, the team that won, what, four games last year? So they have a lot of holes.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering also, what are the odds of they're possibly drafting down to pick up two, to get two first-round draft choices?
Dave Gettleman has never traded down, ever. But Joe Douglas and the Patriots always thrived at the back end of round one, especially. So it'd be interesting to see the dichotomy between the two of them. I think, though, that it's going to go with who's there for the Giants to take. That's what I think. I don't know if we can definitively say right now that, yes, they're going to trade back, or no, they're not going to trade back. I think it just depends on who's there for the picking, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, listen, I know you have a lot of other callers that want to get on, so I appreciate this opportunity again to speak to you, and the fact that you're going the extra mile and setting up your blogs every week.
Well, Marty, I appreciate you checking in every week, and hopefully I'll be back on the big show soon.
Most definitely. Okay, have a good week, Danielle.
All right, thanks. I'll talk to you next week. Thanks, Marty.
Sounds good. Right, bye-bye.
Bye. And Jordan Hess in the chat says, when do you think MLB will begin? I say the end of May. I'll fall back on what I said, I guess it was last week, or what, on the show. No, I think it was here last week, that I said that I was in contact, or I am indirectly in contact with a player. I'm not telling you from which player, which team, whatever, but he said that the MLB was eyeing a June 1st return date. Now, I don't know if after that phone call with Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, that, you know, that had changed at all. But that was the date the MLB was telling their players that it was that was going to be coming back. So I would say June 1st. And then that begs the question of moving forward. If, in fact, let's say June 1st is the day or July 1st is the day. My question is, are you going to rush back and get into that stadium yourself? Are you going to want to rush back in there with knowing how contagious this thing is? That's one of the questions I have for you tonight. If you guys want to get aboard, the phone number is 516-418-5864. 516-418-5864. We'll take it from the top here. Listen, I put together this 60-minute show for you guys. So, again, why am I doing this? Marty alluded to it. Well, my answer to that question is the same answer as it was last week. To maintain contact with hopefully my growing audience at WFAN and possibly even reach new audience with this platform, which we did last week, that caller from Georgia. So we'll see what happens tonight. But because, as you know, you can listen to WFAN without a terrestrial radio nowadays, I hope that, you know, any new fans would want to stay aboard and join the conversation. All you have to do is download that very free radio.com app and search for WFAN there. So when you call me tonight, just make sure you say your name and where you're from. And for those of you who don't know me, for those of you guys who are just tuning in, my name is Danielle McCartan. I'm an overnight host at WFAN Radio in New York City, 660 AM and 101.9 FM here in New York. My time slot is Saturday nights into Sunday mornings from 2 AM to 6 AM Eastern. Soon, hopefully, I will be back in my quote-unquote regular time slot on the regular way you usually listen to me. But until then, this is a creative way to stay in touch with you all, to talk with you all, new listeners and weekly listeners alike. So I just want to welcome all of you so much and thank you so much for joining me tonight. I hope you don't mind the 8 p.m. time rather than the 2 a.m. time. Remember, when there's a will, there's a way, always, and this is not going to stop me. One other thing, I invited you last week, and I will again this week, to check out my podcast on the radio.com platform. I've got four episodes up there already, and they're only 30 minutes each, so you can breeze through them, you guys. My latest one, episode 4, is with University of North Carolina head women's basketball coach Courtney Banghart. And while I have you here, Here's a show description that I wrote myself. I said, after having accumulated in her 12 years as head coach of Princeton University's women's basketball team, 7 Ivy League titles, 8 NCAA tournament berths, and a Naismith National Coach of the Year award, Courtney Banghart packed up her family and headed south on I-95 to Chapel Hill. After inking that chapter in the story of her life, Banghart, 1 year ago, began to write a new one as the head coach of the UNC women's basketball team. We'll discuss the buildup to that difficult decision and her professional growth because of it. Through a coach's lens, we're also going to discuss the impact of COVID-19 on the collegiate and professional basketball, scheduling, scouting, recruiting, how is that all affected? And then we'll also tackle, has she met Michael Jordan yet? Her advice to former Princeton Tiger Bella Allery as she gets set to have her name called on draft night. Why does Becky Hammon keep getting passed over in Greg Popovich's absence? 1/3 of all NBA teams employ women on their coaching staff. Does she have professional coaching aspirations? So we just talked about if sporting events should be staged in front of fans when they resume. Those who say yes, what should the facility do to protect the fans and players if they would be seated in a comfortable crowded setting? And I just want to say thanks to everybody on Twitter this morning. I wasn't sure if I was going to do this tonight, but you guys had some great topics that you want to talk about. So I hope that you guys want to also call about them as well. So here's the topic train for our 60-minute show tonight. Maybe we'll try to stick to something from this list. Maybe not. But one, I guess here's the check-in. How is your quarantine going? What have you been doing at home? 2, WrestleMania, and I have to be honest, I didn't watch, and I'm not going to be watching tonight. I know, especially after that last show that I had in the studio at WFAN. We were talking about wrestling, all the old songs. I know, surprising. But 3, when sports return, are you going to be rushing out to a game? 4, the NFL draft will be held on the same timeline as planned. Good move, bad move, ? 5, the NFL draft, as Marty already alluded to, for our New York teams, the Jets and the Giants. 6, the NBA Hall of Fame, led by headliner, of course, Kobe Bryant. This one might be interesting. 7, the best game that you ever saw live and in person. And always, sports video games are always a good topic. And, of course, the great John Minko and Harris Allen have said goodbye on The Fan. And after a very, very, very long run. So, hey, when you guys call, say your name, say your location. So I know, we all know who you are. And just before we get started, and again, the number is 516-418-5864. Looking forward to talking to you guys. Just one more quick shout out to all of the essential workers and to all of the frontline personnel, the police, the fire, the paramedics. By the way, Holy Name Hospital in New Jersey tweeted out a picture, and my cousin was on that, so that was pretty cool. And, of course, to those superhero doctors and nurses working around the clock. And, hey, why don't we all do them one favor? Stay home, all right? It's not so hard. Jordan Hess says he would, yes, get to a game because he's anxious to get to one. And this is in the chat, by the way, on Blog Talk Radio. He says, Danielle, how are you doing during this time? I am playing video games, computer, watching TV, grocery shopping, getting exercise. Yeah, Jordan, that sounds like my schedule exactly. Also working from home, I'd like to add to that. What video games are you playing? I know I said I would play a couple of you guys on MLB's The Show, but I am still stuck on 2K20. I mean, I am on a tear to try to get my player to a 99 overall rating. I'm currently at a 72, I think. So I'm getting there. I'm my point guard on the Knicks. My Knicks team at this point in time, I think the last check, my record is 5-29, my Knicks team. Terrible. We play to empty stadiums and get booed every home game. Not unlike real life, I would say. And I've also, over the past 4 days, I've gone out running. I'm not a runner, but you know what? I began to be one during this quarantine. So I went out and I ran 3 out of 4 days for the minimum distance was 1.73 miles. I'm not going to tell you time because it's not a good time. It's not bad, actually. I kind of like it. So, yeah, grocery shopping, video games, computer, watching TV. Yep, Jordan, that sounds like you nailed it. I think that's what everybody's doing. I am, as you guys might know, I am a teacher, and I have been teaching from home all week. distance learning, I guess for 2 weeks now. It's making the best of the situation, you know. I'm also, Jordan, here's another thing, getting around to things that I haven't had the time to accomplish. Maybe you can add these to your list here, Jordan. I raked every leaf in the backyard. I planted grass seeds. I washed the car inside and out. That was yesterday's project. I cleaned out now 3 closets. I ate an entire box of Keebler cookies. I went through some old pictures. I went food shopping, as you said. Still on the list, touch up paint the living room, hang a shelf in the bathroom, continuing to write my book, and talking to you guys. And it's just so important on Twitter, on Facebook. So I hope that you guys want to call in. Gus wants to know on Twitter, @GusMaker1 wants to know, what are some wine coolers for guys tired of beer? That's another thing. Didn't they say that liquor sales are up? Everybody is consuming 55% more liquor during this quarantine than they did without the quarantine on. I read that somewhere. So I suggested White Claws, and Gus now wants to know which flavor. So I am typing back to him now, and I say, Black Cherry is my fave. It is. I have a few in the fridge right now, actually. Okay, so that is my recommendation. I should have tagged them. Maybe I'll get a sponsorship. Imagine that. And, WrestleMania, I got to be honest with you guys, I did not watch it. I was all set to. I really was. I logged in my subscription on that ESPN app. And then I looked at it, and I was like, wait, I thought this was supposed to be, like, free. Were they charging like $69 or something for it? Is that true? Because that's what it looked like to me. And I was like, you know what? I can't. I don't know. So I didn't spend the whatever it was, $40, whatever. Because I was operating under the premise that it was going to be free, to be honest with you guys. So I didn't watch. I've seen some good stuff on Twitter and social media and stuff, but I did not watch it. I think it's on tonight, too. They have a two-night event. But I'd be curious to see if you did watch it. It's 516-418-5864. 516-418-5864. How is it working without the audience? I watched the SmackDown that one night without the audience, and I thought it was, like, kind of fine. I mean, I think if you guys have a good – or not you guys, but I think if there is a good – commentating crew like there was, I mean, if they could bring the energy, if the performers can bring the energy, I don't see why it wouldn't work, you know, especially for wrestling, which is so crowd driven, you know, when the entrance music and all that, it's so crowd driven that, you know, if it's working for wrestling, I can't imagine that it would not work for any other sport. Ball, if you guys, there was a game, a baseball game. I think we might have mentioned this last week, but there was a baseball game that played, MLB game, that played without a crowd. And if you remember, it was an Orioles game. And it was 5 years ago now. The 133-year-old record for the fewest paying fans at an MLB baseball game was broken when the Orioles welcomed the Chicago White Sox on almost a year ago to the date, almost April 29th, 2015. And no, there was no coronavirus going around then. In case you were wondering, the lowest attendance ever before this, before April 29th, 2015, you have to go all the way back to 1882 when only six people watch the Worcester, that's what it is. Gets me every time. The Ruby Legs of Massachusetts host the Troy Trojans of Alabama in 1882. Six people showed up. And in 2015, zero people showed up to the Orioles and White Sox game. Why, might you ask? Because both teams stink. Well, no, that wasn't the reason why. The empty stadium game, if you remember, was brought on by civil unrest in Baltimore after the death, and the riots in Baltimore after the death of the 25-year-old African-American Freddie Gray, who had received a spinal injury while in police custody. And the Hollywood Reporter, I know that's like a real reputable source, but they said that the Orioles' decision was made in light of the city's rioting to play without the fans. And before the game began, Orioles first baseman Chris Davis, by the way, but that's another thing, but Oriole Chris Davis said, "This isn't the way you want to make history." And in case you're wondering, the Orioles won that game 8-2. And there was another suggestion that came through on Twitter. I can't go back right this second to find it, but there was somebody that had asked, what is the one thing that you predicted in sports that was like a crazy thing? It wasn't supposed to happen, but you predicted it and kind of surprised yourself basically that you predicted it. Okay, I'll give you one. And if you guys want to chime in, this is a pretty cool topic. 516-418-5864. 516-418-5864. And the one thing that I had predicted, and I surprised myself that I did, I swear, I tweeted it. There's proof of this. Speaking of the Orioles, Chris Davis, if you remember correctly, he, was it 2019, the end of 18, the beginning of 19, historic 62 consecutive plate appearances, hitless. And guess what? I tweeted out that day, I said, I feel like Chris Davis is going to get a hit today. And that was from April 13th, 2019. And guess what? Chris Davis got a hit that day. I was like, I should have put money on it on the FanDuel or whatever app. I should have put money on it. I would have been freaking rich, man. Chris Davis broke his 62 consecutive plate appearances without a hit that day, and I predicted it. So, boom. There you go. There's that. So Jordan was in the chat before, and I asked the question, would you be running out to a game if they reopen? And I'm going with yes. For me, it's a yes. I mean, I know sports aren't that important to the grand scheme of things. So they, this quote-unquote they would not open or reopen the stadiums to thousands of people if it wasn't safe to do so. So, yeah, I guess for a sense of normalcy, yes, I would rush out to Yankee Stadium and to Citi Field. I told you last week, and every single time I feel like I talk about this, my trip to Pittsburgh was canceled. My trip to Cleveland was canceled. And by the way, I didn't get a refund from the Cleveland hotel yet. I have to make sure I call them. It's on the list of things to do. But I also had a group outing to Yankee Stadium planned. And I also had tickets to a Met game early on. And that kind of parlays, because of the group thing, into the best game that you ever saw live. Best game I ever saw live. I have not, and by the way, before we talk about this, I have not listened to not one of these old-time games on TV. I've watched it on TV, listened on the radio. No, if I already know how it's going to end, or if I can Google how it's going to end, I'm not interested in watching it. I haven't watched one or listened to one. It's not my thing. Except, I'll leave it right there. We got a call from a 516 number. Alrighty. Hello?
Hello,
what's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello? All right. We just got ding-dong-ditched by that 516 number. All right. Anyway, so the best game I ever saw live, and I'll be honest with you, I haven't watched any of these old games, but my friend texted me the other night, and she told me that the MLB Network was streaming Derek Jeter's last game. All right, fine. So I loaded up the YouTube app on my TV, and I sat there and I watched Derek Jeter's last game. We were both there, her and I, but we didn't even know each other at the time. So it's kind of like a pretty cool experience. We were talking on the phone or whatever, FaceTime, whatever, and we were drinking remotely. And we were just sitting there and watching the game, streaming live, and just kind of sharing our experiences from the game. I thought it was pretty cool. It was like as if we were sitting there at the game watching it with each other again. But we didn't know each other. Now we did. So I thought it was like a pretty cool experience. And she was sitting in the I asked her where she was sitting. She said the bleachers. I said left or right field. She goes, right field, duh. Okay, so she was in the right field bleachers. So for Derek Jeter's last game, I had 30 tickets. I had done two group outings that season prior to that game, and this was my third group outing. That was the qualification. The ticket office said that you needed to have done two group outings prior to asking for a third for ticket to his final game, and that was your third group. And I was like, okay, so do I qualify? And the guy was like, yeah. I was like, okay. So originally I had 20 tickets, and I was like, you know what? I want 30. So I had 30 tickets. We were in section 232, I want to say, 233 maybe, left field, right, third base side, not left field, third base side. We had rows 1, 2, and 3, part of 3 at least. So 29 of my closest family and friends, we all converge on that section. And, you know, they did not have batting practice that day, because if you were there, if you were watching, you remember that it was rainy. And then right before the game began, there was a rainbow that appeared from left field to right field. And I hate to say it like this, but God must be a Yankee fan, because that game was not postponed. It was the final game of the year. They were not going to the playoffs in the postseason. So I just remember being there, and we were so happy that the sun peeked through even, and there was a rainbow. And I'm standing there and I'm thinking like, okay, Derek Jeter, my first Yankee game was in 1996, and Derek Jeter was a shortstop, and I was 8 years old. And here I am in whatever year this was. I was definitely in college, I was out of college. And I just was sitting there thinking of like, wow, like that has been a constant throughout my entire life. When I was a kid, Derek Jeter was the shortstop, and every day since then, he was the shortstop of the Yankees. And I don't know, it was kind of like saying goodbye to like childhood in a way. And then I remember in the 7th inning, I just don't know what happened. I started to cry. I'm not a crier, but I started to cry. And I guess we weren't sure if he was going to be getting up again. Were they going to take him out? And I was reliving this on the phone the other night. Were they going to take him out and give him the stuff like they did to Mariano Rivera? Who, by the way, I asked Andy Pettit about that, and that's on my YouTube channel. If you just type in Coach McCartan, you'll hear what he says about that. And then all of a sudden, the 9th inning came around, and there he was, and he was up, and he got that clutch hit, the inside out hit, the RBI. It was like a single and a half, and the stadium just absolutely erupted. The floor was shaking as if it was a World Series winning hit. Perfect send off for Captain Clutch, I would say. My mom was like, that was all fake. That was all planned. And, I don't know. Okay, we're going to go. The first call on hold was this 718 number. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Andy from Brooklyn.
Andy, where are you from, Andy?
Brooklyn. New York.
Oh, Brooklyn. Hey, what's up, Andy?
Hey, what's up? So, like, I just, like, you're talking about your stories with Jeter and everything. So, like, I can bring up some stories of myself with Jeter. I just remember, Obviously, it seems as if we're around the same age and stuff. So, Jeter was obviously somebody who was big for me as well growing up. So, honestly, I remember seeing Jeter the first time ever in my life when I went to my first ever baseball game, actually. It was back in Albany. The Yankees used to have their AA affiliate, the Albany Colony Yankees. So this is beef, and Jeter was in his. This was the prime prospect. My father had told me like, this is the guy you have to watch play, and like I just remember watching him. And then a few years later, he's up in the bigs, and like '96 comes along, and he's playing. Uh-huh. And I went to one of my first professional games, and I just remember myself with Jeter and like watching the games and stuff.
And were you at
him,
the final game?
I was not, unfortunately. I wish I could have been there. Like, I had gone to, like, a game, I think, a week before. And, like, It was just, like, I wish I could have seen him perform. And, like, obviously, at those times. But, like, one of the cool things was that my 96 experience was that, unfortunately, it wasn't that great experience with him. But it was with, like, and it built my love for the Yankees that I still have today. That I remember going to a Yankee game and watching the Yankees versus, I forgot the team at the time, it may have been the Kansas City Royals, and at the time, all the players are coming out of the stadium after the game. I get an autograph of Sal Fasano, which is like, okay, he's a quadruple A catcher, a really good backup catcher at the time. And like then after that, Steve Howe sees me in my Little League uniform and he takes me and my father into the player's parking lot. And like he starts talking to us and like having this whole conversation. And like he sees Jeter and he says, Jeet, can you sign for the kid? And unfortunately, Jeter says no to me. So like I love Jeter as a player. I loved him as a – like I just wish he had that more personable side to me.
Yeah, and you know what? We had connected on – over this, and Jeter, he did the same thing to me too. And like I said, like you just said, you love him as a player, but I don't know, man. He told me I had the jersey all ready to go, and this is way before any of this, the fan stuff or any sports media, anything. I was a fan, and I said, Jeter, and I held out the jersey. I had the marker open and everything, and I had my hand right underneath the two, and he looked at me and he said, yeah, sorry, I can't sign that. And I was so shocked that he even turned around and like talked to me. That I didn't even know what to say back, and that was it.
Man. I've had the experience, luckily enough to, like, I've had the experience, like, luckily enough to meet, like, another star on that caliber a couple years before, and, like, I feel like he's the same type of person when I met him. I met Aaron Judge about 4 or 5 years ago when he was down in Double A, the sweetest guy in the world, and, like, I think that, like, that sold me on, like, him as a person and his personality, and it seems that it's moved into the major leagues, and this is the same personality that I think that he's doing to a lot of people.
Did he give you an autograph?
Yes, I got an autograph, I got a photo, and everything.
Oh, that's awesome. That's a good story.
And then also having remembering that, like, when I was standing at the stadium, him taking a photo with me, and his mother and father coming with a huge bag of cookies and being like, here, Aaron, give it to your friends, and he's, like, embarrassed by the situation.
Well, that's a good story.
So it's good. It's like when you have those players that like would put that impression on you and then like kind of follow and you feel like you want to follow that and you want to continue to grow with that player, where I feel like Jeter always was like a great player, but he never had that amazing like attitude towards who I was as a person, like following him as like on a personal level, like where like I feel like a lot of the grinders on the Yankees, I felt like I could probably follow and be there on a personal level with them.
Right. Hey, you want to know the story? I know this guy has been in a really negative light as of recently, but this is a really cool story. So I'm at Yankee Stadium again, before all this sports media stuff. And I always bring my glove because one of my life goals is to catch a foul ball or a home run ball or something like that. So I bring my glove and I put it up to, they were playing the Astros at Yankee Stadium, and there was a player named Jose Altuve who I did this with my glove to open and close it. So he tossed me a ball during batting practice, right? And I looked at it, I caught it, and I looked at it, and then I looked back at him, and I made like a with my hand, like a pen, like, can you sign it kind of face? So he beckons the ball back, so I throw it back onto the field. And he catches it, and their police are ready to kick me out. And he was like, no, it's fine. So he borrows some kid's pen, signs the ball, and throws it back to me, and I caught it. How cool is that story?
That's awesome. Like, to put it into the Astros, now I'm going to put it into the Nationals, so it's going to be the World Series dynamic. I remember when I was probably about 15, 16 years old, I got tickets to a Yankees-Nationals game. And there, I unfortunately didn't have the seats right in front of the dugout, but I was like a couple rows up, and like some guy was really nice enough to like say, I saw Ryan Zimmerman warming up. I'm like, hey, can Ryan Zimmerman please sign my ball? I have a ball in my glove. I really want Zimmerman to sign my ball. And luckily enough, the guy threw the ball to Zimmerman. He signed it for me and threw it back to me. I was like, yes.
That's awesome. Yeah. So people are nice.
Definitely. Some people are really nice. Some people are just, unfortunately, can be really mean people and just not realize that, like, they can build up their fan rapport. Like, especially when we're kids, it's an impressionable moment on somebody. Like, that put me into becoming a utility infielder's fan. Like, Andy Fox, which was a guy who was, like, out of baseball with the utility – with the draft with the Diamondbacks in 98. He was, like, the last kind of guy, like, who was drafted in that draft, and he was out of baseball 2 years later. So, like, I kind of lost – it's just, like, you fall into these traps of, like, players that suck, unfortunately. And, like, if you want to follow a great player, you can have that throughout your life. And like, I feel Jeter could have done that for both of us in our lives. And he kind of just stepped back in that kind of in his life, in his personal love of like how much we like, we see our love for the sport. And like, I think that's how A-Rod is as well, as a person that, that they brought up stories about. A-Rod has that love.
Yeah. Well, Andy, I appreciate the call. Thanks for checking in. And hopefully I'll be on the big show soon enough.
Definitely.
Thank you.
Thank you. Nice talking to you.
You too. Bye. So he brought up A-Rod right at the end of that. And I know there's a call on hold here. I'll get to you in 5 seconds. But A-Rod, I have met on a few occasions. I'd say 3 in total. Alex Rodriguez is nicer, more personable than Derek Jeter ever was or ever will be. Hate to say it. But A-Rod won 2-3 times. Yes, 3 times I met A-Rod. Okay, let's go to this 914 phone number. Hey, if you guys want to get aboard, it's 516-418-5864. We seem to have landed on the topic of meeting athletes and your experience with meeting athletes. Were they nice? Were they not nice? Etc. Okay, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, me?
Hello? Yes.
Hello?
Yes, you're
me?
On.
Hey, it's Lenny down in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, hey, Lenny, what's up?
Not too much. I just tuned in. I don't know what we've been talking about, but I read your little thing. Thanks for sending me that message. Founders Day memories. Opening day. Mine would be when the Mets acquired Gary Carter, and he hit a game-winning home run on opening day against the Cardinals. You can tell right then and there it was a missing piece to the puzzle. It was great Met and true Hall of Famer, and that's my most fond memory of my opening day.
And were you there? Were you in the crowd for it?
Yeah. No, I was there. I was there. That's what I thought you meant by being there, actually being there.
Yeah.
That was my best. And then regards to the draft, let's hope the Jets get somebody good. They need a wide receiver for sure. I would go for that. And trying to stay safe from this quarantine. Really enjoy listening to you. I miss you on Saturday nights.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
Yeah. We got to get you back. So is this a once-a-week thing you're doing on this blog, or?
Yeah, I don't know. Should we do more? I don't know.
A few more. You're great.
Well, the thing is, there's not a lot of stuff going, you know?
Yeah, I seem to manage. I've been listening to the fans during the week. It seems like Joe and Evan are doing pretty good shows. And other than that, I'm not really listening too much. Got to do a few TV topic things. Got to do a little sports memories. And always how you hate the Yankees. I hate the Yankees, so.
Well, hey, have you ever, we were just talking about with the last caller and right before that, which athlete, I guess, was the coolest one you've ever met?
Well, I didn't really talk or anything with them, but two of my favorites was I once ran into Mike Tyson after he won the championship, his boxing championship, back in like the early 80s in a club.
Mm-hmm.
Gave him a pat on the back, which is pretty cool. And Muhammad Ali, I saw him live once just walking down the street in Manhattan.
No way.
Really not too many, unfortunately.
Did you talk to him? Muhammad Ali or
not? No, I got to shake his hand, though.
Oh, that's so cool.
I did shake his hand. I told him he's the greatest. And I saw Howard Cosell. I don't know if you remember Howard Cosell, but he used to work in the building I worked in. And he was a bit of a jerk. He used to smoke a cigar in the elevator when nobody was allowed to smoke, but he didn't care. But he was great, too. I love Howard.
Wow, that's cool. Good little story there. This is the stuff.
Yeah,
maybe we can do maybe
a good
topic at night. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to find little kind of crazy topics to get into. What have you been listening to while you're listening? What kind of stuff you listen to on there?
You mean in the quarantine stuff?
Yeah. Like what's keeping you busy?
A lot of music, actually. I'm really staying away from all kinds of talk radio, actually. So I've been listening to a lot of
really?
Music. Trying to find new artists. Yeah. Actually, tonight there's I like country music, and tonight on Channel 2 right now, they have a country music strip show going on. So I DVR'd it.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah, I just started watching Money Heist again. I came back on Netflix.
Oh, I've been watching.
And as far as radio goes, I've been listening basically. I'm a big fan of Sid Rosenberg's. So I listen to Bernie and Sid in the morning. I listen to a little bit of Evan and Joe. They've been very, very good. And a little Tony Kornheiser. I think. And Levitard. Levitard's a little silly. But he's all right.
You brought up Netflix. Have you watched the Tiger King show?
You know, I started. It's got all this hype. I couldn't do it. I didn't want to get sucked into it. Did you watch it?
Well, I watched the first episode, and I was like, this sucks. Second episode was a little
bit
better.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Everybody's so much hype about it. I think it's horrible.
Third
one, horrible.
I got hooked. Oh, I
oh,
can't
really?
Believe people actually.
All right, see, you hung in there, huh?
I did. My friends kept telling me, hang in there. And I did, and oh, boy. I can't
right.
believe
I'll
people would
try. I respect your opinion.
Thanks, but it's not my fault if you don't like it.
And you know what? I've been doing a lot of YouTube stuff. I like to look back on what people think of, like, Larry Bird stories. I'm a big Larry Bird guy. I used to love to hate him. Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
They had that double nickel game on they replayed that game against the Knicks, which is a heartbreaker. And stuff like that. I don't know. There's not much to do, you know. And it's got me wondering, you know what I'm almost hoping for? That
what?
When all this is said and done, all of a sudden, maybe they'll respect the fans a little bit more. It'll be hard to get the fans back into the stands. Maybe they'll lower the prices to admission to some of these games. Maybe some of these athletes that are making so much money and don't deserve all the money that they're making, those salaries might come down a little bit. They'll be a little more humble. Who knows? This could have a good effect somehow. I don't know.
Yeah, you
know
what?
I don't know if it's a bad thing the way I'm thinking, but, making $27 million a year to do what they do, it's just not right.
Well, here's the thing, and with everybody, you know, a lot of people are out of work, obviously, now, and what if, I mean, it's been done in Atlanta. The Atlanta football stadium, the Falcons, their concession prices are like nothing. So if it has been done, if that model has already worked in Atlanta, why can't it be taking place immediately where we are? You know what I'm saying? Like, why can't they just automatically
100%. 100%. To go to a game, just of the parking and everything and the seats and it's just so much money, and it's not, you know, you get a better show at home. You get better you know, you got your front row seat, you got great replays, you got good announcers. You know, I don't know. Maybe this will bring some of that down. You know, too bad for the players, but they made enough money.
Yeah, and you know what else, too? I went to an ALCS Yankees game, ALCS game this past season. I pulled up to the parking garage. I pulled up to the parking garage. She goes, okay, $65. I said,
what? Who can afford that? It's fucking sickening.
$65.
Oh, sorry. I don't know if you can carry. Are you allowed to curse on a blog show?
Yeah, you could do this one. Yeah.
I drop an F-bomb every now and again by accident.
Not on the big
makes
show.
It more authentic. Makes it more authentic. So, yeah, that's one thing I'm hoping comes out of this a little bit. Of course, it's going to be hard to fill the stadiums after all this is over. After all this is said and done, you know, I would still go if it was worth my while, and I can see a team that I love. But you know, I don't even know who I care for that much to go to. But if the prices were right, I'd certainly go.
Right.
If I'm going to pay the same price that I did before to sit next to somebody that might be coughing on me, I'll stay home and watch it on TV. You know, give me a good podcast with Danielle on the air. I'd much rather stay home.
Ah, see that? All right. Maybe we can do like a live watch party or something one night.
That'd be fun.
That'd be
kind of
cool.
That'd be fun. Yeah, think of something. I'll look out for you on your Facebook, I guess. Look out for things on there. Or if you could drop me a messenger or something like that. That'd always be good, too. I appreciate you sending that to me. You know?
Anytime.
And, man. What is it, an hour broadcast? So what have we been talking about so far tonight?
We did a little bit of draft, Giants draft. People wanted to talk about a little bit of WrestleMania. I didn't pay for it. And what are you doing during the quarantine? Best game you ever saw live, which you called. A little mishmash tonight.
There you go. I'll keep it going. I'm enjoying it. How's your boy Marufalo doing, the producer?
Oh, Marufalo, you know, I was thinking about him. I was going to text him. I will text him now, see how he's doing.
Yeah,
he's not usually
tell him when he was asking. I enjoy when I call up and he's a screener. He's
okay,
good.
I'm going to tell him right now. Lenny is asking about you.
All right, man.
All right.
I'm listening.
All right, well, Lenny, thank you. Okay.
Thank
right,
you.
Thanks
I'm
for the
listening.
Call.
Keep going.
Okay. Bye. Great call there. And we've got a 516 number. Hi, you're on. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Joy in Havelmore.
Hello?
Hello? Joy in
yes, who's calling? What's your first name?
Joy in Havelmore.
From Belmore. Okay, what do you got for me tonight?
I want to tell you about sports.
Mm-hmm.
The sports in general. I miss it. I'd like to come back.
Yeah, I know. I think we all do.
Yes.
Yeah. Which sport do you miss the most?
Hockey, baseball, basketball. I'm a big Knicks fan.
Okay. Are you going to get to any games once it restarts?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. I think you and me both.
So
Marufal just answered. He said, "Oh, Lenny, he's hella dope. Tell him I hope he's safe and I miss him calling in and hope you're doing well yourself." I said, "I will, you too." So, Lenny, there you go. Marufal answered. That was quick. Mike in Boston has a suggestion for everybody. CC Witt tomorrow night at 8 on Facebook if you want someone new. She has some of her own country songs and covers well. Plays in South Carolina and Georgia. All right. I wrote it down right here. CC Witt, 8 p.m. Facebook. I'll be there. Okay. What's someone else? Something else we can talk about tonight. Best game yourself. Hey, what about – maybe we could talk sports video games because I've been doing a lot of that. I told you guys I have not yet put down NBA 2K20. And I told you guys that my creative player, fortunately or unfortunately, got drafted to be the New York Knicks. So I was smart, though. I made a point guard because the Knicks never have had a point guard in a long time. So I made a point guard and – I had total team takeover and now I don't, so I don't get to do any post game interviews, which is like the best part. Our record, I think it's 5-29. I train every single day, still can't make a jump shot. I don't really know. Just the interaction that your player gets to have in this game, it's really cool. It's the best creative player mode I've ever had. And, I bought MLB The Show, and I have not even opened it yet because I'm hooked on this 2K20. And did you see that they were going to have a tournament, or did they have it already? All the NBA players. I don't know if I'm into that. I can't watch other people playing video games. Hi, you're on the show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Gus Macker. I'm in Key Largo, Florida.
Oh, Gus, nice to meet you.
You too. Thanks for replying to my tweet. I appreciate it.
Oh wait, you're the one that wanted to know about the White Claw?
Yeah. I'll try it tomorrow. I'll send you a picture.
Okay. All right, what do you got for me tonight, Beth?
You're talking about video games and the tournaments and all this. Do you know about Twitch and the gamer? All the gamers
yeah.
are on Twitch and all that.
Yeah.
Well, I've been following a show. It's called Fantasy the Show. It's about these guys from Jersey near Philadelphia. They they stream full season Madden, and it's absolutely free. And what you do is you do fantasy for every week of their season. You pick players, and if you win per day, you can win cash. Usually between $25 to $100. And
really?
So it's, yeah, it's really cool. It's called Fantasy the Show. And,
yeah, I wrote that down.
It's addicting. So tomorrow at noon, they go live. They're live three days a week, four times. Wednesday nights, their big $100 show. But it's a lot of fun, and it's free, which is great. So I've been following these guys for about 6 months, and nice guys.
Have you won anything?
It's free. Yeah, I've won close to $200.
Get out.
So,
oh, my God. Yeah,
yeah.
I'm definitely going to have to check that out.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, by the way, I enjoy you on The Fan, even though I fall asleep. I think especially your first 20 minutes, you are so prepared.
Yeah.
I've been listening to The Fan since before the internet, and I used to get Steve Summers overnights on AM radio. You are very, very prepared. And that's very impressive. And
thank you.
Just want to give you a shout
thank
out.
You.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. One thing I was thinking, you know, post pandemic and all this stuff, there's just going to be a glut. Let's just say we get back to normal, say September, October, between sports, entertainment, concerts, everything. Kind of like now with gas prices, you really can't drive anywhere. No, you don't really have any money to do all this stuff, which sucks, but there's going to be such a glut of stuff to do. Like, how are you going to pick and choose? This is the weirdest time of my life.
Yeah, I think a lot of people. All right, well, Gus, I appreciate the call. I got one more on hold and 8 minutes on the air left on this stream. So
all right,
thank
you. Take care.
I appreciate it. All right, I'll talk to you next week.
All right, see ya.
Okay, bye. Okay, we got, looks like one more here. This 856 number. Loading. Hi, you're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Danielle, it's Kevin from Camden. How are you?
Oh, hey, what's up, Kevin?
Not much. I wanted to talk about baseball real quick. When this pandemic is over, I was thinking, because it's happened once before, but I don't know how likely it is. But, I mean, why doesn't baseball just play games in stadiums without the fans? I know the White Sox and the Orioles did it. I forget what year it was.
2015.
I know they did it once in the 2015. Thank you. I know they did it once. So I'm like, why can't they just do that? I mean, I know there's no fans, and I know that's a vital part of the game, but why don't they just do that and just try to,
get it going.
Just try to get some sense of normalcy back. You know, that's what I'm just, I'm just curious, but I want to know what you think about that. Do you think that's a possibility, or do you not think that it's going to happen?
I think that's going to be the way it starts, I think. I mean, I don't know. I can't imagine that the sports will start up when I don't know. Cause then there's like, okay, so you're going to tell me that the players are going to be self quarantining themselves for the length of the season. What about the umpires and what about all the other people involved? But then again, baseball is a sport that you could though stay 6 feet away from each other, except, you know, at the batter's box, you know, but I don't know.
And it's not really a contact sport. Like, it's not like football or basketball.
Right.
And I mean, I heard a report that they might do the spring training, but that's not, I don't know if that's likely either. I mean, I heard that they could do that like spring training, just keep everybody in spring training. I'm not sure. But I don't think basketball is going to restart. I'm sorry. The more I'm passing, the less I think basketball is going to restart. But
hockey too. I mean, they are on the same sort of
trajectory. Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen either. And it stinks because the Rangers were doing really well. And, you know, safety first. That's all that matters.
I know. And Kreider was about to come back after the foot injury.
Yep,
it was all
going
to align for the Rangers.
Yeah, well, there's always next year. I mean, there's always next year. All right, Coach, I know it's almost your time to go, so I'm going to let you go. But it's always a pleasure talking to you,
all
Coach.
All right. Kevin, thanks.
Thank
appreciate you.
You
always calling in. Thank you.
Welcome.
All right. There's this phone number here that's got all ones. I'm afraid to pick this one up, but let's see who this could possibly be. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello?
Danielle?
Yes?
This is Rob from Brooklyn. How are you?
Hi, what's up, Rob? How are you?
Not too bad. I wasn't sure if I got through or somebody else.
I know, this is a weird number. It came up 111111. I thought this was a prank
call.
That's
strange. Yeah, that's strange. I want to first commend you on all your great work you do.
Thank you.
I miss you on The Fan, but it's great that you opened up another means of communicating with your fan base.
Yeah, well, I hope this works for now. We'll see.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm calling in just in regards. Any WrestleMania thoughts?
You know what? I know because I didn't buy it. I thought it was going to be free. I loaded it up. I was like, you kidding me, man? What?
Really? Actually, it was supposed to be free through that network. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and it wasn't. So I was like, you know what? Screw this. I'm not watching that.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. Yeah, because they actually promoted that it was going to be free if you weren't a subscriber. Yeah.
Right. That's what I saw. I knew I wasn't crazy. And then when I loaded it up, nothing. Yeah. So, no, I didn't watch it.
Oh, wow. Actually, it was better than expected based on the shows they were, you know, leading up to it. You know, it was kind of, you know, they were put in a tough situation without the crowds and whatnot. But they did a nice job with part one. And part two hasn't been too bad tonight.
Well, good. Good.
Yep.
All right. Well,
okay.
I appreciate the call. Thank
you. Nice talking to you. Have a great night.
You too.
And stay well. Bye-bye.
All right. You too. Bye. Okay, we have two calls on hold and literally 3 minutes left of this show. So let's go quickly to this 718 number. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Marcel from Brooklyn. And I'm back for you, my friend.
Marcel, you have 30 seconds. Go.
Okay. The Hall of Fame inductees are Bryant, Gannett, mm-hmm. Sutton, Catchings, Mulkey, Tom Jarovich, Duncan, Stevens, and Ballman. Congratulations on the Hall of Fame inductees, Danielle.
Yes, especially to Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, rest in peace, Mamba, who passed away at the age of 41, along with his daughter, Gianna, too. The thoughts and prayers over the Lakers organization in this tough and difficult time. Stay safe and be blessed from the COVID-19. I love you.
Marcel, thank you for the call. I appreciate that. All right, I think that might wrap it up for tonight. That was a pretty good show. It started a little slow, but we got there. We did good, guys, everybody. So, hopefully very soon, I will be back in my regular time slot on the Fan Radio in New York City, WFAN Radio. But until then, let's stay in touch here on Blog Talk Radio. And for any new listeners, welcome. And for any of you guys checking back in, I appreciate it as always. For those of you who don't know, my WFAN show, when it is on Saturday nights into Sunday mornings, 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. It's Eastern, by the way. And it's on terrestrial radio in and around New York City, 660 a.m. and 101.9 FM. And live streamed around the world, we should say, using the free radio.com app. All you need to search for is WFAN. And in the meantime, you can also search that same app for my podcast, Power Players, it is called. So let's go on to radio.com, search for Power Players. I think that'll do it for tonight's home show, April 5th, 2020. Thank you guys for tuning in, for calling in. That means the world. This would be a really, really short show if it wasn't for your calls. And I appreciate that more than you know, I think. So thank you for that. And I guess we can wrap it up. Mike, thank you. I had one more thing to say. Now I forget what it was. 90 seconds. Okay, I really do have to wrap this up. Oh, I know what it was. If you guys are listening now and you have not yet connected with me on social media, it's Twitter at Coach MCCARTAN and on Facebook.com/Coach McCartan. So let's leave it there, everybody. I will see you guys probably a week from tonight, or maybe we can do Saturday night again. You let me know. Maybe we can do the shorter ones throughout the week on one topic. Maybe that would be an idea we can do. So hit me up on 60 seconds left. You guys hit me up on social media. Tell me what you want, and we will get it done. All right, everybody, thank you. Have a good night. Stay safe, and stop hoarding the toilet paper. Thank you. Goodbye.